United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Maureen O'Hara. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte greeting you for Guest Star, a transcribed savings bond program presented weekly by this station as a public service. Let it serve as a pleasant reminder that your future starts now. Plan for it with the regular systematic purchase of United States savings bonds. There is no finer, safer investment in the world. Time now for our overture. The house lights dim. Maestro Harry Sosnick raises his baton for attention, and he leads the Savings Bonds Orchestra through the Piccolino. Thank you, Harry Zott. And now our guest, the famous screen star, Miss Maureen O'Hara. She is featured in a short play written especially for her appearance on this program titled A Tree in the Garden. We take you now to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Once upon a time, George Wallace Clifton, the writer, sold a story idea to Superb Studios, and they wanted a shooting script immediately. So George purchased a little vine-covered hideaway cottage on a country lane. In the secluded garden behind the cottage, he parked his typewriter under an ancient elm, twirled a sheet of paper around the platen, and waited for something to strike him. And something did.
Are you hurt?
Oh, no, I don't seem to be. Oh, did I break your typewriter?
No, just my neck, that's all.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
I came here to get away from distractions. The pretty girls, especially. Judging from what fell out of it, this must be a peach tree.
No, it's an elm.
What were you doing up there?
Working. I'm the tree surgeon you called for.
You, a tree surgeon? A lady?
Yes, to both questions. You know, this is a fine old tree, and it's been neglected for years, but I'm going to save it for you.
Oh, never mind. The tree's too old. I'll have it chopped now.
What? You'll do no such thing.
Now, wait a minute.
Mr. Clifton, this is more than just an old elm. Nearly 50 years ago, Tom and Mary Webster planted a slim young tree, a hope and a promise of shelter for their new home.
There it is, Mary. Our tree. Now, little tree, get busy. Grow.
Oh, Tom, don't hurry it. This elm will be here a long time. So we hope, shall we?
Amen to that, my dear. This tree is our pledge to the future. We'll do our best to keep it.
Year by year, the tree spread its branches higher, wider. Birds sang in its shelter, built their nests in its arms. Tom and Mary had a son, Rupert. He grew up among the branches of this tree, and he was married here in its friendly shade. Rupert's wife died in giving birth to a daughter, Cynthia, whose first toddling steps were to the trunk of this old tree.
And Cynthia grew up here, too?
No, because when Cynthia was still a child, her father had to sell this home. You see, he didn't believe in banks. He kept his savings, $8,000, in a tin box in the closet.
And somebody robbed him of it?
Yes. The robber was killed trying to escape on a freight train, but neither the money nor the tin box was ever found.
And Rupert Webster?
He lost his life in Okinawa.
And Cynthia grew up and became a tree surgeon?
Yes. You've guessed it. I'm Cynthia Webster. Now, are you going to destroy this tree?
Why, of course not. I love this old elm. Can you patch it up?
Oh, I'm sure I can. There's quite a cavity in the trunk, but I can clean it out and fill it in. Oh, I'll work as I've never worked on a tree before, and it won't cost you a cent. What do you say, Mr. Clifton? Mr. Clifton?
Oh, yes. This is the first time I've ever been jealous of a tree. Good old Joe, I've been expecting you. Come on in.
Well, hi, George. I like to never found this place.
Sure, it's my hideaway. Did you bring the stuff I wanted?
Yeah, of course. Superb Studios got the best property department in all of Hollywood. Here's your rusty old tin box.
Perfect. And the money's inside of it?
$8,000, all beat up, crinkled, and mildew.
Wonderful. I knew you could do it, Joe. You're a genius.
Well, thank you, George. What side is it, a gag or something?
Oh, not a gag, Joe. A present. For the most wonderful girl in the world.
Dame, I might have known.
She fell out of a tree right into my arms. You see, her father used to own this house, and she's been saving all her life to buy it back again.
Hey, why don't you just up and marry the girl?
Oh, that sort of thing comes in the last chapter, my boy. Now, help me hide this money in the trunk of a certain tree.
George, you sure she landed in your arms? Not on your head?
This is a nice old tree, isn't it, Mommy?
Yes, Georgette. I played under it when I was a little girl.
Daddy, did you play here when you were a little boy?
Oh, no, honey. I was grown up when I came here. I met your mother when she fell out of this tree.
Did she fall out on purpose?
Confidentially, yes.
Oh, George, you know it was an accident.
Oh, sure. Cynthia, remember when you were working on this tree? You know, I had a crazy idea that when you cleaned out that hole in the trunk, you'd find the tin box and your long-lost money.
Oh, what a fantastic notion. Why would the tin box be in the tree?
Oh, I'm a writer, you know. Always cooking up some goofy plot. Didn't you find anything at all in the tree trunk?
George, I have a confession to make. I didn't look inside.
Huh? You didn't?
Oh, I was so afraid of bugs and worms and all the crawly things you find in trees that I just sprayed some disinfectant inside and then sealed it up with cement. I hope it's all right. This is a very valuable tree.
You can say that again.
This is a very valuable tree.
Marina I want you to know how thoroughly we enjoyed your performance.
Thank you, Rod. It was fun, wasn't it? But there's one thing wrong with the story.
Wrong? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, it seems too bad that the money had to remain in the tree, not earning a speck of interest when it could have been invested in savings bonds and grown from $8,000 to nearly $11,000 in just 10 years.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Friends, just as Maureen O'Hara says, your money grows in savings bonds until at maturity, you get back $4 for every $3 you invested originally. Meanwhile, your bonds are there just like cash in case of some sudden need.
How right you are, Rod. I'm a savings bonds buyer myself because I know that there's no finer, safer investment in the world.
Just like 80 million other Americans, Maureen, every one of them is shareholder in America.
And now, Rod, I must be on my way, but not before I say thanks for having me on Guest Star again. And to our audience, thanks for listening.
And now here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra interpreting the magic of Rodgers and Hart's Where or When. Been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed savings bonds program presented by this station as a public service. Today's guest was the well-known motion picture star, Miss Maureen O'Hara, to whom we express our thanks for a fine performance. Louis Graff directed the play. Next week, we'll have another fine star on hand and more good music from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so be sure and join us, won't you? Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying goodbye and reminding you that a future of security is yours if you save for it with United States Savings Bonds.